This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon with Providence Business News editor and co-host Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
Brown University is a partner in an executive MBA program, and our guest to talk about that is the Dean of the School of Professional Studies at Brown University, Karen Sibley. Karen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
The EMBA degree program is a joint venture with IE Business School of Madrid. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What brought Brown and IE together, and how long did it take to put this venture together?
Actually, it was an amazingly quick process when you understand that in higher education, we're pretty thoughtful and careful and full of committees when we build such things. So we came together in our first meeting in 2009, late 2009, and then we spent a year talking about the possibilities for various partnerships, and this was the one that we settled on. And a faculty committee that was made up of faculty from both institutions worked really hard and very creatively to take an existing executive MBA program. That means it's a blended program. Students are in residence for brief periods of time and work online in between those residential periods. So the faculty put together a new model of an MBA that added Brown's strengths in the liberal arts, which bends the MBA, we hope, into something that offers highly relevant and direct material for current needs for business executives globally to understand things like culture and analytics and the various aspects of different histories and ways of doing business.
So how many students go through the program right now per class?
We enroll in cohorts, which means that the students all go through the entire many-month, 16-month program together. And we have approximately 25 students in each cohort, sometimes a few less, sometimes a few more, pretty much a maximum of 30.
And how many countries are represented?
Right now, 14 countries. And in this cohort, only two of them are from Spain. The last cohort, there were none from Spain, and about four from the U.S., and they are also coming from places like Singapore, Kuwait, Russia, Australia, and more.
This is not a direct bachelor's to master's degree program, is it? You need a little experience to qualify. Is this kind of a CEO track?
Well, I think people might say a C-suite track. So it's not just that one job at the top. But yes, people who enroll in these programs, they're not eligible to enroll until they have at least 7 or more years of experience. It would be unusual to take somebody with fewer years than that. But the expectation is that the cohort of students also help to educate each other because they're coming from different cultural backgrounds and different business experiences. And they have a lot to teach us in addition to a lot to learn.
Now, the School of Professional Studies, right?
Yes.
Okay. It has one other program now, but you're considering further expansion in, programmatically, right?
Yes. Brown, in fact, just newly minted the organization that I've been leading for a while to call it the School of Professional Studies because we indeed have this executive MBA program and an executive master's of healthcare leadership, which is also enrolling people from wide geographic distribution, all U.S. right now, although in next year's cohort, we have a student who's international. And we are building more programs. We hope to have a master's program in engineering leadership and another in cybersecurity, perhaps another in global health. And there are other ideas on the drawing board for the future.
It sounds like this could be a movement toward a full business school.
No, we're not planning to build a business school.
No.
That's not something that's really in Brown's array of strengths and not something that we aspire to achieve. Instead, we are trying to build an institution or a piece of an institution that serves mid-career professionals who we all know, we three in fact know, you need to keep learning and evolving in order to be successful in whatever your endeavors are. And so we hope to offer new learning opportunities to a new population of students that Brown hasn't actually worked very much with before.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Karen Sibley, the Dean of the School of Professional Studies at Brown University.
Now, the school, will it have its own dedicated faculty, or are you drawing from existing schools within the university?
We're drawing from Brown's faculty, and in the case of the MBA program, of course, from the faculty at the IE Business School in Madrid as well. We will also, I'm sure, hire some adjunct faculty, because it's clear that in these executive programs, people with professional experience are critical contributors to the instruction. So Brown has also just developed a new faculty title called Professor of the Practice. So we will hire those people as we develop new programs, but they'll be hired within academic departments at Brown.
How would a student, we'll say in Providence, relate to courses in Madrid and vice versa?
A student who comes from Providence, and we have had a number of students come from our local region, enrolls just like a student who comes from Australia or Switzerland or Russia. And that means that they come to the Brown campus in Providence for an intensive residential period of study that might last 10 days, in some cases a bit fewer, depending on where we are in the program cycle. And then they'll work online for a few months with students from around the world. After that, they'll visit Madrid, where they'll have a similar kind of experience on the IE's campus, 5 or 10 days of intensive study together with the same cohort of students, but certainly in a very different setting. Another feature of the Executive MBA program is that our students also do a residential learning session with project-based work in Cape Town, South Africa. And we hope that in many of these executive programs, we will indeed have international sites where students can go and have direct hands-on learning experiences with highly relevant challenges. These are students who we hope will solve the intractable global challenges that we all face.
And the program is conducted in English then, even in Madrid?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes. The IE has a lot of its programs conducted in English, actually.
And what is your sense of the need for top executives, we'll say anywhere, to have a broader connection with the humanities?
Well, my understanding from the students that are enrolling in this program is that these very well-ranked professionals who are indeed pursuing very top executive positions have a deep sense of need for awareness of the humanities, of different cultures, of the kinds of skills that the liberal arts innately build in the students who graduate from Brown and other fine institutions of liberal arts. So there seems to be a very compelling reason for them to come to us and learn what our faculty are doing in terms of cutting-edge science research and how our faculty interpret philosophic texts and historic texts and humanities texts, etc.
Does the School of Professional Studies have a physical home right now?
We do. We are located at 200 Dyer, sort of the gateway to the jewelry district, and quite near Brown's Medical School and new facilities that Johnson & Wales is building, and I hope new things coming into the South Street Power Station.
And to wrap up, how can interested people apply to the program?
We would be delighted to talk to interested people. The easiest thing is to find our website. Search Brown's website, find School of Professional Studies, and you can find the business program, the healthcare program, and soon, I hope, some other programs.
Okay, thanks. Our guest on The Bottom Line has been Karen Sibley, the Dean of the School of Professional Studies at Brown University. Thanks for coming.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Enjoyable as always, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.